News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. After months of investigation, it appears to be the first public move in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Multiple media outlets reporting the first charges have been filed.
The charges remain sealed, and it's unclear who would be charged with what, but the sources say lawyers for anyone involved will be contacted as early as Monday, with a possibility one or more persons could be taken into custody. Before the revelation, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, at Friday's briefing, continuing to dismiss speculation of how close to the president the probe is.
As this investigation moves to completion, the same as it started, there's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone.
Mueller has reportedly been looking into business ties of Paul Manafort, a one-time Trump campaign chair, and the Don Jr. arranged meeting involving Russians who had promised to bring dirt on Hillary Clinton.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the threat of nuclear missile attack by North Korea is accelerating. In remarks today in Seoul, Mattis is accusing the North of illegal and unnecessary missile and nuclear programs. He's vowing to defeat any attack. Mattis says the North engages in outlaw behavior and that the U.S. will never accept a nuclear North. A Chevy Chase man's under arrest, accused of putting a camera in the bathroom of the kids' gymnastics center that he owns in Silver Spring.
Montgomery County police have arrested Jonathan Oldale of Greystone Court in Chevy Chase after they say he placed a camera in a backpack and left it in a bathroom at the Silver Star Gymnastics and Fitness Club on Pittman Drive in Silver Spring. The backpack was spotted by an employee on a couple of occasions and contained a camera inside a key fob. Oldale told the worker the bag was his. He has since surrendered to police and is out on bond as that investigation is continuing. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Air Force says a fighter jet crash in Prince George's County last April was caused by an engine problem. Air Force investigators say the issue was with how the engine was installed. It caused the F-16 to crash in Clinton. The D.C. Air National Guardsman piloting the plane ejected safely after guiding the jet toward a wooded area about 3 miles from Joint Base Andrews. It was one of four fighter jets flying that day from Maryland to a shooting range in Pennsylvania for a training exercise. About 20 homes near the crash site were evacuated briefly at the time. Nobody was hurt, but the $22 million jet was a total loss. On the heels of President Trump's opioid emergency announcement, local officials say today is a day where you can actually make a difference in the epidemic. It's Drug Take-Back Day, where you can turn in any unused prescription drugs.
It's a safe way to get rid of unused prescription drugs, and we just don't want them to go into the wrong hands. And that's why we want to make sure that we get rid of them in a safe way that's also environmentally friendly.
Loudoun County Sheriff Mike Chapman there. Local police and fire stations are opening their doors today across the region. More details are trickling out from the documents just released surrounding the JFK assassination. The Soviet Union apparently had their own theories as to what happened.
The Soviets themselves thought Oswald had help. A source saying they believe there was some well-organized conspiracy on the part of the ultra-right within the United States. An apparent stab at the man who took over for Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson.
That's correspondent Tom Foreman. Sports. Houston takes Game 3 of the World Series 5-3. They take a 2-1 series lead. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says they need some more consistency on the mound.
I think we just got to go out there and pitch well out of the gate. Obviously, this crowd is into it, very educated, very enthusiastic, and they've got some confidence over there, that team.
Game 4 tonight at 8. Wizards fall to Golden State 120-117. The Caps in Edmonton tonight. We'll check traffic and weather up next on WMAL.
Take one part Jamie Whitten traffic.
Around the Beltway, you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone calls.
Love your show.
Then hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story plus traffic and weather together.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
At 7:05, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Yes, Steve, so far this morning it's been a relatively uneventful morning on the roadways across the district. Really no accidents to report. We did have one earlier, and it still could be there. We're checking on it through Maryland Suitland Parkway outbound right around Suitland Road. Looks like all of those lanes have opened back up, but they did have an accident there a short time ago this morning. Capitol Beltway, Outer Loop, just before Rockville Pike. Two left lanes getting by. That's a work zone through there. Right lanes are shut down. And that's a stalled car just coming in on George Washington Parkway northbound. The ramp to get onto the 495 Capitol Beltway. Just use caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today's the day for any outdoor plans. Mostly sunny in the low 70s. Clouds moving in tonight down to about 60. Heavy rain coming tomorrow with gusty winds. Highs in the mid-50s. We're at 55 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Brakes members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday morning update. John Gizzi joins us on WMAL. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
It looks as though the House and the Senate accomplished the passage of the joint budget resolution. So tell us what that means in terms of the House and the Senate actually working on something together and what's next in that process.
It's a matter of not getting one's feet in the water exactly, but maybe a couple of toes. The fact is that this is a blueprint and nothing more, written in some very vague terms. The Senate passed it on Friday and the House passed it by a cliffhanging vote of 216 to 212. No less than 20 Republican House members deserted their party to vote with every Democrat against the budget resolution. Now you ask why. I had a nice talk with Congressman John Faso, a freshman Republican from New York, and he put it to me very simply that the power to deduct state and local taxes, salt in his terms, from the federal income tax burden is suddenly removed in this new draft of a budget. And that's been in budgets since the federal income tax was created in 1913. Faso comes from New York, and 7 of the 9 Republicans in New York, a very high tax state, did not want to be burdened even more or blamed for burdening New Yorkers even more with taxes. Ditto for New Jersey, where 4 of the 5 Republicans from the Garden State said no. Pennsylvania's Brian Fitzpatrick represents Bucks County, which is a suburb of high-tax Philadelphia, and he voted no as well. And then the Libertarians and some who said that the budget didn't go far enough altogether, adding up for a total of 20. It seems very likely that if this draft of a budget is going to see the light of day, they're going to have to bring in the 20 who headed for the high grass on this vote. And that means restoring the deductibility of the state and local taxes, something that's been there and which the Senate suddenly jerked out of the blueprint.
So you were at a breakfast with Kevin Brady. He is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. And what did he say about the changes to the death tax and the AMT? I know President Trump drew a line in the sand and then backed off a little bit on it.
He did, although his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, and top economic advisor, Gary Cohn, both said that the two taxes will disappear instantly. Well, I pose that to the chairman of the Tax Writing Ways and Means panel, and Congressman Brady said without hesitation, yes. The estate tax, which has wiped out many a family farm or forced people into debt for years after the death of a loved one, is going to have to go under the plan that is working its way towards passage in the president's desk. The same is true for the alternate minimum tax, which was passed in 1970 after the Wall Street Journal reported that 155 billionaires paid no taxes. This was to guarantee that the wealthiest Americans paid something. Well, the way it's been revived, the way it's been patched over the years, the AMT now affects 4 million Americans, or it did in the last tax year, many of them who are far from being millionaires. I speak from personal experience with that tax.
And while we're on the topic of the Senate, John, of course, Bob Corker and Jeff Flake, some strong comments about the president earlier in the week. Of course, they got the headlines for a couple of days. What does that mean 6 months from now?
6 months from now, it's going to mean very little. Bob Corker had long signaled that this was his swan song. Congressman Marsha Blackburn will in all likelihood be the Republican nominee and the heir apparent to that Senate seat. And Corker's fulminations and his regret that he ever supported Donald Trump are going to be forgotten. As for Jeff Flake, this is someone who has been making a small part-time career out of being a never-Trumper. He's written a book ripping off the title Conscience of a Conservative from his hero Barry Goldwater, a hero to many people, and then he went out with a salvo at the president, likening him to the late Senator Joe McCarthy of Wisconsin. I might add that he made the quote that so many people do who want to compare their enemies to McCarthy, and that was the comment of Army Counsel Joseph Welch in 1954, "Sir, have you no sense of decency?" He got the entire history and the background wrong about how that quote came up. And nonetheless, he was briefly portrayed as a hero. But it should be pointed out, polls showed Jeff Flake losing the primary to his challenger, physician Kelly Ward, and then having a very close race with the likely Democrat Congresswoman Sycamore in November. He was finished, and he chose the better part of valor, which was to leave.
We'll continue our conversation with John Gizzi right after a quick check of the traffic and weather. James?
From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning, Rick. Capitol Beltway Outer Loop just before Rockville Pike. Everybody's being pushed into those two left lanes. The right lanes are shut down. That's a work zone through there. Here in the District, Beach Drive, both directions around Park Tilden. They're doing some alternating lane closures through that stretch. And that's a stalled car through Virginia on GW Parkway, northbound the ramp to get onto the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be pretty good today. We're looking for partly cloudy weather with a high temperature about 70 or so. But for tomorrow, not so pretty. We're looking for heavy rains. We'll be up around 58 degrees, but pretty much rain throughout the day. Winds anywhere from 18 gusting up to 30 miles an hour for the day on Sunday. And looking ahead to Monday, we'll be partly cloudy with a high temperature right around 60. Some sunshine back in the picture in the low 60s on Tuesday. Outside now in Washington, 54, and we are headed to 70 this afternoon, and we are at 7:15 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Quarter after 7, we are talking with John Gizzi, the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com.
Headlining the news this week, of course, Fusion GPS. And the very latest on Friday night, Fox News is reporting that the Washington Free Beacon funded the initial Fusion GPS research on multiple candidates in the 2016 Republican presidential primary, as well as the Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. The editor of the Free Beacon denied that they had contact with, knowledge of, or provided payment for any work performed by Christopher Steele. And, of course, that's the British spy who produced the now infamous dossier on President Trump. What do you make of all this, John?
Well, I'm going to say this, that when you've been in the business for a while, nothing surprises you anymore. I've seen opposition research on both sides of the political spectrum for decades. As for the Democrats, it was pointed out that Terry Lenzner, one-time Democratic counsel and chief investigator to the Watergate Committee, later formed a high-powered private investigating firm and did a lot of work not only for Democrats, but for business rivals of Bill Gates to dig up information. Only Lenzner, by all accounts, earns his money. His reports are accurate, and he's very above board with who his clients are and what services he provides. Fusion GPS was all over the board. Originally hired to research Donald Trump by one of his rivals, it turned out the Free Beacon had a hand in bringing the firm into the political arena. And then we find out that one of their top researchers was Christopher Steele, the former British spy and would-be James Bond, who is digging this up. I don't think that Frederick Forsyth, who wrote The Day of the Jackal, could have written such a drama with so many twists and turns. And, of course, we find that there was some involvement by the Russians in all of this, and a hope that ties between Trump and the Russians could materialize in the report. In the end, it really is nothing new. And from my perspective, I've heard it all before.
What about the involvement of top Democrats? Of course, the DNC involved in it after denying that they were involved in it. And, of course, it's another one of those situations where the incident is not as bad as the cover-up. But what
exactly
do you make of the Democratic denials and people like Hillary Clinton said she didn't know anything about it. John Podesta didn't know anything about it. Somebody had to know about it.
Right. Somebody had to know something about it, and it's very clear that the Democratic National Committee, chaired at the time by Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, later by Donna Brazile, must have had some knowledge of it because they were paying for part of it. My own feeling is that one day we will find out who took over the payments of this in the fall, and that someone authorized it at both the DNC and the Clinton campaign. In the meantime, there's an old saying, two wrongs don't make a right, but in politics we find two wrongs make a precedent.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you. And you can always follow John by simply going to Google and punching in Gizzi on politics. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We're going to get his read on the president's upcoming trip to South Korea, the military buildup. We now have three carriers over in the Asia region in the South Pacific. First time in a while we've had three aircraft carriers in there. just one of the things we'll talk with Tony about. Also coming up on WMAL, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson and more on the story that you may have heard that CNN was reporting last night. According to sources briefed on the matter, is the attribution, sources briefed on the matter, the federal grand jury in Washington approved the first charges in the investigation led by the special counsel Robert Mueller. No idea what those charges are. No idea who may be involved. A spokesman for the special counsel's office declining to comment. And it's speculation so far for the weekend, but we'll find out more on Monday if the quote-unquote sources briefed on the matter have it right.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be.
Don't miss Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Felix Cavalieri's Rascals 50th Anniversary Tour at the Robert E. Perilla Performing Arts Center, Montgomery College, Rockville campus on November 17th at 8 p.m. It's a beautiful morning. Felix Cavalieri's Rascals, their mega hits Good Lovin', I've Been Lonely Too Long, Groovin', and People Gotta Be Free are timeless classics.
One, two, three.
For tickets, visit montgomerycollege.edu/PAC or call 240-567-5301.
Nothing is more essential than protecting your home, but getting traditional home security can be a punishing and expensive task. But now there's a better way. Protect your home with SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe got rid of everything that makes home security a hassle. There's no long-term contract. There's no obligations. You can cancel anytime. Folks, this is award-winning home security. Tech magazine CNET calls it better, smarter home security. SimpliSafe protects your home around the clock, 24/7 professional monitoring. If there's trouble, they'll send the police. Now, this service costs just $15 a month with SimpliSafe. That's 3 times less than what the other guys charge, and there are no hidden fees and no contracts. You can buy SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy and have your home protected by tonight, or go to SimpliSafeUSA.com for a special 10% off your SimpliSafe system. That's SimpliSafeUSA.com for 10% off. SimpliSafeUSA.com.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How do you take that 401k and make it last in retirement? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
It's great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. The Washington real estate market, a lot of people talk about how hot real estate is in the Washington area. And there's a new book out, an interesting book. It's called The Rent Estate Revolution. It's authored by Kevin Ortner. He is the CEO of Renters Warehouse. The book is just out. And, Kevin, it is great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
People want to take control of their financial destiny, and some people think about investing in real estate properties, maybe flipping homes or maybe a vacation home, but you're looking at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, this is more buy and hold, right? So with traditional real estate, if you're buying and flipping, or maybe you're buying a home to live in and then you're going to sell it, you got to try and time the market just right. You're going to get that one-time payout. On top of it, it's generally gutted by your commissions and closing costs. Where we look at rent estate differently, it's about accumulating properties over time, watching them go up in value, hopefully growing monthly cash flow at the same time while you're renting them out, and frankly having other people pay down your mortgage for you. And one of the best benefits for a lot of our clients is the fact that they get a bunch of great tax breaks along the way as well.
I know you did it when you were young. And why is it trendy now? What is it about now?
You know, the macro level economics around what's happening in our country are just perfect. And we talk a lot about this in the first section of the book, Rent to State Revolution, and why the time is now. But we're seeing younger generations put off home ownership much later. You'll see the trends really, whether they're single, newly married, just had kids, kind of all those different buckets that we watch and watch the trends around. They're putting off buying homes instead of in their early to mid-20s, maybe in their early to mid-30s, which creates a much larger renter pool for us to choose from with tons of fantastic tenants and residents moving into these homes. And so that's really the big driver. I was just looking at a study that showed between 2008 and 2016, somewhere around 8.5 million new households formed across America, and 7.6 million of those were renters. So we're just seeing a ton of renter households forming, and it's a great time for investors to be able to take advantage of what's a hot real estate market, but we also still have some of the lowest interest rates of all time, so money's cheap, and you know, combine all those things, great demand and cheap money, it's a good time to get into an investment like this.
You mentioned buy and flip, which is kind of the traditional purchase it and then turn it over and sell it, and then you talking about buy and hold. Where are the pros and cons on your philosophy on buy and hold?
You know, the buy and hold really is what I like to call a get-rich-slow plan, right? It's not as exciting as what we're seeing on HGTV and a lot of the TV shows out there about buying a cheap property that's run down, fixing it up, and flipping it. And one of the hard parts about that is you got to time the market. You got to make sure your rehab budget's right on track and find a buyer and get out and hopefully make some money. Where the buy and hold is a little bit more of what I think of as a conservative real estate investing strategy. We all know that over time, you look at the data, that real estate prices go up. Sure, we've had those times where real estate prices have gone down and we've had a correction in the market, or we had the big real estate downturn of 2008 and 2009, but prices are back in many cities well above pre what they call bubble prices. And so over time, generally, historically, real estate goes up. And so you can take advantage of that by holding on to the real estate long term. Better yet, it's a retirement vehicle for people that is, if you hold them long enough, you can pay off that mortgage and have all that rent coming in as monthly cash flow as a way to supplement your retirement plans and financial security.
If you buy and flip, you have to purchase it, then you have to renovate it, then you flip it. In your case, you are not purchasing it, letting it sit while you renovate. You purchase it, then you rent it. So I would assume that the cash flow issue is a little more promising in your suggested approach.
Yeah, it's more consistent for sure, right? You still want to make sure you find the right property and have the right partners and the right team built around what you're doing, but it's definitely more consistent. And again, it's a little bit of a slower approach, but I've always been a conservative person growing up. That was the way I was raised, and that's why I got into buying properties early, was a way for me to build a retirement for myself, a stable financial future. You know, in an era where we no longer have many pensions out there, unless you're maybe one of the few lucky that are working for state, federal, local government where those things maybe still exist, or a company that might still offer it. At the end of the day, it's been replaced with 401ks. Those aren't working out as well for people. People aren't putting as much money into them as they need. So I'm a huge believer in long-term real estate being an avenue where ordinary Americans can get in, buy a home, hold it, and have some sort of security when they get to the end of retirement.
So the elephant in the room here is, suppose you are renting your property and you just don't want to be bothered with that 3 a.m. call saying there's a plumbing problem in the bathroom and I want it fixed now. But you seem to cover that also.
Yeah, well, I wrote the book, Rent to State Revolution, but on top of that, I'm also the CEO of Renters Warehouse, America's largest professional landlord and property manager. So my company manages 20,000 homes across the country, and that's what we do. So we like to think that rent-to-state is not truly rent-to-state unless you outsource your headaches. It's not truly passive if you're there working on it or taking those 3 a.m. phone calls. But that's what we're here for at Renters Warehouse or other companies like ours, is to take that headache off your plate for you, advise our clients on what home to buy or maybe what area to buy it in, what we can rent it for, how we're going to go ahead and rent it. But on top of it, take care of all the management aspects of it, from collecting the rent, coordinating the maintenance and repairs, taking those 3 a.m. phone calls that you just mentioned, and frankly doing all the accounting as well. So it can all be outsourced to a great third party, which is really like having a financial advisor take care of your stock accounts and your other investments. We can do that, and we can do it pretty affordably as well.
So somebody's listening this morning. It sounds intriguing. Where do they get more information?
Absolutely. So for the book, go to Rent Estate. That's rent instead of real estate. RentEstateRevolution.com. You can also purchase the book on Amazon. And for more information on our property management services, advisory services, and those types of things, visit RentersWarehouse.com.
Kevin Ortner, the CEO of Renters Warehouse and author of the book. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us. Interesting stuff.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And we're coming up on the 7:30 news. Steve Burns next, and then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And among the topics we'll discuss with Tony this morning will be President Trump's upcoming trip to South Korea and the U.S. military operations there, our efforts to be allied with South Korea. And also coming up, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson, and we'll get her read on Fusion GPS. Stay with us on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Spain has taken direct control of Catalonia, gotten rid of the region's defiant separatist government. The move today comes after Catalan lawmakers passed a declaration of independence yesterday. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has dissolved the regional parliament and created a new regional election in late December. Catalan cabinet members will no longer be paid, could be charged if they refuse to obey. There was no immediate response from top Catalan officials, but the director of the regional police, who was also fired, did issue a statement saying he would obey. Halloween weekend means lots of parties. Parties tend to mean drinking. The Maryland Transportation Authority Police is one of many agencies that'll be stepping up patrols this weekend. Lieutenant Kevin Aide.
We don't want to discourage people from celebrating, but we just want people to be responsible, plan ahead. When you go out to have those alcoholic beverages, just plan ahead and make sure you have a safe way to get home.
He says 172 people have died in car crashes on Halloween nights across the country between 2011 and 2015. Major car makers say when it comes to their cars, the future is clearly electric.
It's electric!
Sales of electric vehicles hit a record 150,000 last year. That's still less than 1% of the domestic market, but automakers around the world are moving forward with building more of them. General Motors is one, spokesman Fred Liguori.
We have announced recently 20 new electric vehicles by the year 2023 for global markets.
As battery costs come down, analysts such as Nick Lutze are moving up the date when electric vehicles can compete with gas and diesel.
We're much further along than most researchers, industry insiders would have projected just 2 or 3 years ago.
I'm Scott Carr.
In sports, Houston takes Game 3 of the World Series 5-3. That's a 2-1 series lead for them now. Game 4 tonight at 8. Wizards fall to Golden State 120-117. The Caps take on Edmonton tonight. We'll check traffic and weather next.
The Redskins and WMAL together again. Every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Freaks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring for their annual fall sale this Sunday from 10 to 4. One day only factory pricing on rifles, shotguns, handguns, and optics. Call 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
At 7:33, heading back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Yeah, Steve, that's a stalled car on George Washington Parkway northbound. The ramp to get onto the Interloop Capitol Beltway. It's off of the right shoulder, just primarily onlooker delay and brake taps as folks go by that stretch through Virginia. In Maryland, 97 northbound, the ramp to get onto westbound Maryland 100. Police directing you around a work zone that's been set up there. Chesapeake Bay Bridge, reportedly high winds out there this morning. You're being advised to just hold on tight to the steering wheel if you're in a high-profile vehicle or a very small vehicle. Capitol Beltway, the outer loop just before Rockville Pike. Two left lanes are getting by. The right lanes are blocked off with road work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny today, headed to the low 70s. Clouds moving in tonight down to about 60 with heavy rain tomorrow and gusty winds. Highs tomorrow in the mid-50s. We're at 54 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It's the 10-day Genuso warehouse clearance event. Now's the last chance that Chamonix will double your Genuso order absolutely free. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you know that Genuso is the natural plant stem cell treatment with advanced peptides. It gets rid of those annoying bags and the puffiness under your eyes. Plus, with Genucel's immediate effects, you're going to see amazing results in just 12 hours. Call now. Get double your order of Genucel free. Genucel is backed by the best customer service in the business and an ironclad 60-day 100% money-back guarantee. But check it out. Chamonix wants to give you so much more. Call now. You'll get a 2-month supply of the legendary Deep Firming Serum, also free. Call in the next 20 minutes and get a free 2-month supply of Esotique RF, Chamonix's most popular wrinkle treatment, free. That's 4 free gifts. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com. Double your Genucel order, get the Deep Firming Serum, Esotique, and a surprise luxury gift free for a limited time. Order now and shipping is free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined by Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Full Measure, that is tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock and also on News Channel 8 during the day on Sundays. Cheryl, great to have you with us as always.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, we've been watching the Fusion GPS story now. It's been in the news for a long time. New revelations this week, and even new revelations late Friday that the Washington Free Beacon had funded some of the initial research on the Republican candidates. Reports say that the Democratic National Committee paid $9 million to fund research from Fusion GPS. And, of course, we all know how that turned out in the dossier and the accusations against Donald Trump. What strikes you about this whole story, Cheryl?
Well, I've written about this whole industry that exists to do this very sort of thing, to smear, to do opposition research. There are, as you see, millions, multi-millions, hundreds of millions of dollars put toward this. And that industry is pulling strings, as I argue, in the news and on social media in ways people can't imagine. So it's not surprising at all. And it kind of makes it seem to me like maybe this explains part of why the DNC didn't want the FBI to look at its computers after it claimed it had been hacked, or after there was the idea that maybe the Russians had hacked it. Would the FBI have been able to see a payment link involving something like this involving Russians? They would have found the Russia connection inside the DNC, perhaps, and maybe there's more. So, you know, it just makes it look like there's been a lot hidden for the past year that's coming out now, probably, according to a lot of reporting that's being done, partly as a result of a lawsuit from some Russian businessmen who are suing over defamation over this dossier, and things are going to come out in court that maybe wouldn't have been up, dug up by reporters or Congress, but they're going to come out in court, and it sounds like someone's trying to get ahead of all that.
And, of course, you covered this type of thing in your New York Times bestseller, The Smear, out this summer. So a lot more detail there in the book. And if anybody is an expert on this topic, it would be you.
Yes, I've been on the receiving end of this of smear efforts and smear campaigns and well-financed narrative, you know, efforts and so on. So I've been sort of a student of it for quite some time, including for the book, interviewing both liberal and conservative operatives in what I call the smear universe, as well as corporate operatives who do this.
High-profile shooting incidents can dominate the news cycles for weeks and months, but there's a brutal attack by a Mexican drug cartel that is not generating media coverage, and it's been a challenge to get more information about it from the government.
Well, this was this happened in the middle of the Fast and Furious controversy when I was reporting on the government's secretive efforts that ended up arming the Mexican drug cartels. They denied it at first, but as we know, that all turned out to be true. But kind of in the middle of this, after Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was murdered with some of those guns that the government had allowed to be trafficked, there was a second incident in Mexico with this immigration ICE agent who was ambushed on a Mexican road, sent on a mission with his partner on a very dangerous mission on a forbidden road because it's so dangerous, but his bosses told him to go on the road. And they were ambushed by Mexican drug cartels. His partner was murdered. He was shot and survived. But it's just been shrouded in mystery. It was all in the same time period. And he's been unable to get documents and answers that would explain why they were sent on the mission, what it was all about. You know, the Holder Justice Department simply withheld documents. Well, the Trump Justice Department is also stonewalling them so far on all these documents. And we're reporting on his case and kind of what's happened to his career after he took a bullet for his federal job. That's a whole nother outrage.
Stories we see about high-speed rail service are always very positive and spun in a way that we all get excited because we can cut the travel time from maybe Washington to New York or the trip from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. But you're looking into a downside on that tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I get excited, too. I've been covering high-speed rail projects and talks about them since I was in local news in the 1980s. And Jesse Sturman looked into this and said, you know, it's been great in many cities overseas, but here in the U.S., it has often been what they call a boondoggle. From California to Florida, too many of these projects have gotten bloated with waste and cost overruns and delays. And it turns out we've spent billions and billions of taxpayer dollars on this stuff. So she's going to kind of dig into that and get into the idea of why it is not as successful here. And I think we want that. We would want successful rail as much as anybody, but we just haven't been able to work the way they've been able to make that happen in Europe.
You know, if I were to watch certain cable news channels and the network newscasts in the evening, I would feel miserable about what's happened since the election of Donald Trump. But you're looking into a Gallup poll. What did you find in that poll?
Well, and besides the news, how about social media? If you're like my social media friends, I get on there and everybody's just harping at each other, but mostly they all hate Donald Trump, all my friends pretty much, at least the journalism friends and, you know, people I'm familiar with who speak out. And they're all so miserable and they're saying things like crying real tears, never been worse. So it's kind of depressing, but that's what's so interesting about this Gallup poll. Gallup has been measuring what some people call the happiness index of various countries for about a decade, and they have different factors they look at and responses of people. And guess what? When I asked them what happened in the U.S., right before the election, we were at a huge low in terms of what they call thriving or their happiness index. And since Donald Trump came into office, that number has shot up, according to Gallup, in their latest poll. So we'll tell you more about that. It's counterintuitive, but they're the ones that are doing the numbers and using the same measures every year. So it's interesting to look at.
It's all tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on ABC7, Full Measure. Cheryl Atkison, thank you so much as always.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
7:43 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we're going to be chatting with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and also we'll be joined by Bob Constantini, and we'll get the very latest on the release of information that CNN is attributing to sources close to the matter about possible charges being filed as early as Monday in the Mueller investigation into Russia election meddling, that investigation possibly leading to indictments as early as Monday, and that is, quote, according to sources briefed on the matter. There has been no comment from the special counsel's office. We'll have more on it coming up. James Stanley's got a check of the traffic.
From the Gannett Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. We have an accident just popping up. It's on the Capitol Beltway, the inner loop, right at Branch Avenue at exit 7. Watch for delays through there. Police already on the scene directing you around the crash. We're also seeing a crash on the Capitol Beltway inner loop, the ramp to Van Dorn. If you can avoid the inner loop this morning, that would definitely be a big help. Through Maryland Spur 270, right after Democracy Boulevard, that's a work zone. It's got a left lane taken out. Stay to the right, you should be able to get through there. And then 97 northbound, the ramp to get onto Maryland Highway 100. Police are directing you around a work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, mostly cloudy, high of 70. Overnight lows down to 55, then tomorrow rain, thunderstorms in the picture, high of 58. We could get wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. A little better look out for Monday. Will be partly cloudy, high 59. Sunshine back on Tuesday with a high 61. 54 in D.C., heading to 70, 745 on the Saturday morning update.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Hey, let's talk about EMP-180 weight loss for a minute. I was fat before. I was eating so much. Trust me, I was at every restaurant in this town. Well, one more than most, actually. I was eating like a pig. It was bad, and I gained way too much weight, and I realized I couldn't keep that up. I had to lose some weight, and I had to do it smart, and that's why I went to EMP-180 weight loss. They give you all the tools. They teach you how to eat right. They teach you how to eat a balanced meal that will actually help you lose that weight. The pounds start melting off, but here's the great thing. They teach you how to keep the weight off. And the real surprise ending to all of this is I can still go out and eat. I just know what to order and how to eat and how much to eat, when I should eat, and I don't gain the weight. Now, listen, you know you've reached that point where you've got to get healthy. You've got to lose some pounds, whether it's 20 pounds, 40 pounds, even up to 100 pounds. It's truly a miracle. I want you to feel as good as I do. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville now. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or give them a call for a free consultation, 855-888-0180.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 emailed reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be.
.747 Saturday morning updates. WMAL, I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA trained intel operative. He's at the London Center for Policy Research. And Tony, great to have you with us as always this morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on. Good to be on.
All right, so President Trump is headed to South Korea.
Yeah.
And also, we have had now 3 Navy carriers in the Pacific, and that is a rare show of force for the U.S. Navy there, isn't it?
Well, since we only got a handful, 3 together in a specific area is a significant event indeed. And obviously when you have 3 carriers together, you can rain a lot of hell on someone's head if necessary. And clearly that's what is being demonstrated here. Should there be an issue, should there be, for example, the threatened altitude burst of a nuclear weapon and other things, I think there's a very good chance there's going to be consequences. And therefore you're seeing this very massive show of force.
Now, the F-35A also just arriving. And tell us a little bit about that aircraft.
Well, the F-35 is designed to be the Air Force's Swiss Army knife. And look, the F-35 has problems. The problem is the pilots keep getting the oxygen cut off at flight and some other things. So, you know, as much as anything, it's a cutting-edge fighter. They've hung all this new technology on it. It's being developed. And it's one of those things that if you wanted to buy a Corvette with all the bells and whistles, but you wanted to buy it before they figured out the technology, that's where we're at. So, you know, I was in talking to some folks who work on this issue, and we've got to be prepared to bring some of the older technology like the A-10 and some other things to actually be credible. But it's a good aircraft, and it's something that has some promise, but it's not there yet. So it's something that will have to be looked at as we go forward in the future.
And also the new Ohio-class submarine. Tell us about that.
Well, the Navy just launched a new Ohio-class submarine. These things, Rick, are very expensive, but very capable. These things can do everything, speaking of Swiss Army knives, everything from delivering SEALs to a beach to firing missiles, short-range missiles, which can take out tactical targets. And they also are a collection platform. So I think the Navy has another really good tool in its capabilities jar, and they really can do that a lot with it. So these Ohio-class submarines are very effective. These are not the boomers. These are not the big nuclear missile carriers, but they're very good. And so this is another possibility. These submarines will be ended up working in or around the Korean Peninsula to be prepared to do something against North Korea.
And, of course, General Mattis and other generals visiting the DMZ in advance of the president's trip. And what do you think they're learning, and what do you think they will tell the president?
Well, this has essentially been a static line since 1953. I mean, the demilitarized zone. I've been there myself. And the one thing you learn from walking the terrain and looking around and being there is that, first off, the North Koreans have a standing army. It's right there, ready to go. They constantly train and prepare it for war. And then that Seoul, South Korea, is within artillery range of the militarized zone. So we do recognize that the cost of a military engagement, a full-on war, a return to war, a hot war, because war technically still exists, Rick. It's an armistice. It's not done yet. Technically, a return to all-out war would result in huge civilian casualties. That's why it's so important that the president and others understand that if you decide to do something, we must do it quickly and severely to essentially cut the North Korean military into as many pieces as possible, which I still argue we could do. So I think that's what they're going to have to learn, is what would be the consequences of military action, and then to understand this at a deeper level.
Well, Tony, high-profile media coverage, of course, of the Robert Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
And there's a story out, first reported on CNN last night, that there will be indictments announced as early as Monday. And we are joined by our Bob Costantini. And, Bob, it's great to have you with us this morning. Thanks for being here.
Rick, a pleasure to be with you. This was, of course, first reported by CNN that the Robert Mueller investigation is about to unveil the first charges, at least, perhaps on one person, perhaps on others, and perhaps as early as Monday. So this is what we know, some of the facts that we seem to know. There's, of course, a lot of speculation about who it might be.
All right, so it's a quote, according to sources briefed on the matter. And this emanated from some activity at the federal courthouse in D.C. yesterday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, of course, since the grand jury has been meeting there, and also a grand jury in Virginia under Mueller's jurisdiction in this probe, reporters and staffers, aides, reporters or young people who are tasked with hanging around the courthouse, noticed that apparently there had been a lot of movement around the grand jury area the past couple of days. That's perhaps what prompted speculation and contacting of sources, especially as far as CNN was concerned. But what we do know also is that Mueller and the grand jury and the operations, his aides, the people involved in this investigation also, have been talking to any number of people, including Reince Priebus, Sean Spicer. We know that there was a raid of Paul Manafort's house or his condo in Virginia back in July. Mike Flynn, the former national security advisor who had to quit over some of these allegations, is one of the persons who's been specifically targeted and under investigation. This is not a, this is kind of an open secret, really. Also, the Mueller is looking into that June 2016 meeting in at Trump Tower that was put together by Donald Trump Jr., where Russians were arriving and going to be participating in this meeting, allegedly bringing dirt on Hillary Clinton. So those are some of the areas we know that Mueller's investigation has been focusing, guys.
And just to confirm one thing, no names have been mentioned and no specific charges. Is that correct?
That's yes, that's important to point out. So what is expected is that the lawyer or lawyers for anyone who may be charged immediately will be notified, and the expectation is that some of this will take place Monday, and if someone is to be taken into custody for any reason, that that could happen as early as Monday. But we're living with weekends and living with how Washington operates. It is anticipated that anyone who might be charged in this investigation would not be considered necessarily a flight risk from the United States. So this is going to be done in a kind of a gentleman's way of doing things, it seems.
Our Bob Costantini. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. Sure.
All right. Tony, what strikes you about the revelations from CNN and if there are charges to be filed on Monday? What strikes you about this?
Well, Bob, the whole thing while Bob was talking about, Rick, still to me speaks of a lot of uncertainty. I mean, we think that this is it, and they don't even know exactly who. So, look, there's some possibilities that people did not cross I's, cross T's and dot I's. And, you know, there's a number of folks, as mentioned, Paul Manafort and Mike Flynn in particular. And I know that there's been some concern about Mike Flynn and some other things. So if it's true, I think there's a good chance that one of those two individuals would be the one that would be in the crosshairs. And secondly, look, the Donald Trump Jr. meeting, to me, as I've said this on your show and on other networks, Donald Trump thing, Jr. thing is pretty pro forma. If any U.S. citizen who was provided an opportunity to hear about a foreign power having dirt on a potential presidential candidate, they need to take that meeting, and that's the bottom line. So I'm still trying to figure out what, if anything, was a foul in that meeting. So I'm not quite sure why that would be brought up as an issue at this point. But these other things, Rick, I'm very skeptical of by the fact that it doesn't sound like to me they've got a second source validating it. And as a former spy, you always have to have a second source validate. So I guess we'll see what happens here.
Interesting, Tony. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Correct.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have a good day. Thank you. 7:57 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Ever wonder why some real estate agents get their home sellers more money than others? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar. Sarah and Debbie have 6 proprietary resources that other realtors just don't have. It's absolutely a fact that these resources net sellers more money on average when they go with the Reynolds team. Listen, it does matter to you who you hire. Making the wrong choice could cost you thousands if you don't pick up the phone and call the Reynolds team right now. Sarah and Debbie are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar for the sale of your home, then I strongly recommend you call my friend Sarah and Debbie right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call today. 844-344-SOLD.
Wondering which 401k is right for you, Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely could make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you with your retirement plan decision.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And that's going to wrap it up for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it. Coming up next on WMAL, we've got the news from Steve Burns, then Garden Sense. And stay with us on WMAL throughout the weekend for any updates on that Mueller investigation. But again, we caution that, all that information is according to sources, and there has been no comment from the Mueller Office of Special Counsel.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.